The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. Research shows that corporate logos can have a significant positive effect on customer commitment to a brand. The Untapped Opportunity of Visual Logos, article briefing by Leslie Brokaw, and read here by Matt Robert Williams, file under Marketing. Logos come in three flavors. There is the straight text logo of a product or company name, usually in a particular font. Think of IBM. There is an image logo, which can stand alone without any text. Think of Apple's Apple. And there is a combination text and image logo. Think of Arm & Hammer's flexed muscle arm with rolled up sleeve. Research by Siwon Park, Andreas B. Eisengerich, and Gratiana Pohl suggests that brand logos offer a viable, albeit often neglected, means to help brand managers. Park, Eisengerich, and Pohl detail their findings in their article, The Power of a Good Logo, in the winter 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. A brand logo has the power to do three things, they found. 1. The logo can be an integrator of the marketing efforts of the brand. 2. The logo can be a reflector of those efforts. And 3. The logo can be an icon of what the brand means to customers. In short, a good logo can be a synthesizer of a brand that is readily used by customers for identification, differentiation, and positive associations, write the authors. One of the biggest surprises in the research is how few companies are using visual logos. The authors say this is a missed opportunity. Logos are capable of offering fun, aesthetic appeal, and pleasure to consumers, which we call sensory benefits, they write. For example, Aflac Inc.'s now famous duck logo helps to create warm feelings towards an industry, insurance, generally perceived as rather cold and boring. As importantly, visual logos that are aesthetically pleasing or fun tend to be better at building customer relationships. Our research found that separate visual symbols used as logos tend to be more effective than brand names at creating a sense of emotional connection with customers, write Park, Eisengerich, and Pohl. This may not come as a big surprise, because symbols have long been considered more effective than words as communication tools. Symbols better overcome language barriers and are easier to interpret than words. However, despite the commonly understood benefits of symbols versus text, surprisingly few companies take advantage of separate visual symbols. Logos with separate visual symbols thus represent a largely untapped opportunity in reaching out to consumers. Logos aren't essential, nor can they magically create a connection automatically, but they can reinforce brand associations. Effectively managed brand logos can help companies to build stronger customer brand commitment and thus allow a brand to improve its financial performance, the authors conclude. This article draws from The Power of a Good Logo, written by Siwon Park, Andreas B. Eisengerich, and Gratiana Pohl, which appeared in the winter 2014 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.